Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Roxanne, this week NASA suffered a couple of setbacks. First, they lost a tool belt, and they say they're totally not worried, though, about the fact that something else has gone missing on the International Space Station. What? The Navigator! No, sorry.
Okay, I heard about the tool. This was a $100,000 bag of tools,
yes.
Right?
Good tools.
Something else has gone missing.
Something else has gone missing. They suspect that it went up the waterspout.
A spider.
A spider.
Oh.
Astronauts brought two spiders to the space station to see how they behave in microgravity.
Itsy bitsy?
And one of them, well, it got away. Not to worry, they said, NASA said, they're sure it will show up someday, as will the Russian astronaut who was last seen struggling in some kind of giant web before being dragged away by something. Also in the news, as you heard, the American astronaut who, of course, lost this bag filled with tools during a spacewalk. NASA says they can't get it back, although they did find a note written in cobwebs saying, "Now I have a cordless drill."
Yeah. It does seem like they're just kind of like writing a horror movie up there.
They really are.
Yeah. Oh, don't worry. We'll be able to catch it in our radioactive arachnid containment unit. It's right in the tool bag.
You know, if they follow the song, down comes the rain and washes the spider out.
In space.
You think they should just turn on the sprinkler system? I could see that final scene. Rain! We need rain! How can we get rain? As the spider is outside the door.
see, this is the flaw in this whole thing, because I'm a big Charlotte's Web fan.
Right.
So for me,
spiders are
kind of maternal and sweet and benevolent and are kind of your friend, and they'll watch out for you and take care of you unless they are exposed to space cooties. Something terrible happens.
It'd be kind of like, open the pod bay doors, Charlotte. I'm sorry, Wilbur, I can't do that. Adam, thanks to a new service, users of the TiVo DVR will be able to do something without moving from their couches. What?
Order food.
Yes, order a pizza. You know how it is, you're watching...
It had to happen.
It had to happen. You're watching an episode, say, of My Wife and Kids, and it's just so riveting that you can't tear yourself away to make dinner. So here comes TiVo. It's a new channel. It allows users to order pizza directly from the screen. Customers will no longer have to complete strenuous activities like punching numbers into a phone. TiVo says it plans to expand the service by allowing delivery men to enter your house. No need to get up and pay. And in a service to be rolled out next year, it will deliver the pizza pureed and put in an IV bag to save you the trouble of chewing and digesting.
Yeah, you know, I have to say, they need to expand this program even more. Because, like, I like bringing oxygen into my lungs as much as the next guy. But who wants to go to all the effort?
Exactly. Paula, a British psychologist has determined that the best way for a man to attract a woman at a nightclub is to do what?
Show her money.
Actually, flash the cash.
Yes.
No. In order to do this correctly, one must wear a white polyester three-piece suit with a black shirt opened halfway to the navel.
Disco dancing?
Yes, but disco dancing specifically like whom?
Like John Travolta?
Exactly right. Dance like John Travolta. Women like nothing better than a man confident enough to strut his stuff Travolta style on the dance floor.
You know, I've really been suspect of some of the studies that you guys mentioned. Where did you get that study? Was it done by Mr. Cotter's class?
It must be true. We read about it on the internet.
Yeah.
I think it was funded by the John Travolta Sexual Attraction Foundation.
Yes.
You know, the San Diego Travolta Institute is a respectable organization. And they've proved many, many interesting scientific points over the years. This is just one of them.
Name another.
Another is that angels probably look like John Travolta. It's scientific fact.
So what the researchers did was they showed video clips of 15 different dance moves to women, and they asked their opinion about which is the most sexy, attractive, and they went for the John Travolta doing the hustle disco dancing from Saturday Night Fever.
Yeah, but you made it sound like when a guy's in a bar. Carl, I'm going to ask for a judgment here. You made it it sound like when a person was in a bar, what a man would do that would attract a woman? I got to tell you, if a man is in a bar and he gets up and begins to dance like John Travolta
to Lynyrd Skynyrd,
I think, okay, let me just say, there are so many factors that can't be controlled here. What bar? Yeah, is it?
I think the distinction is that I would be highly suspect of a man who walked up to me wearing a three-piece white polyester suit. However, if someone actually had some good moves but was not wearing a three-piece white polyester suit, I might be more impressed.
You guys, have you seen Saturday Night Fever recently?
No.
It doesn't hold up that well. I don't know what we were on in the late 70s.
Well, I read a study that says it holds up very well.